You know, I'm pissed.
What happened?
Freaking Kelly's supposed to call in because they're supposed to do Say It with Kelly tonight at 11 o'clock. That son of a bitch has not called in.
I told you what happened.
You wussed out.
You prepared material for somebody that's not even me. He's not even in radio. You're not his producer.
And all he had to do is it was his time to shine. It was going to be his own segment, and he squandered it because he's a coward.
I can go to hell.
11 o'clock, Kel. You're supposed to call in. I'm supposed to give you – you're supposed to solve the world's problem. He always has some insightful things to say. He rambles a lot, and then all of a sudden he'll come out with, you know, every story has ever been told between the Bible and Shakespeare. And you go, that's insightful, Kelly.
I know.
I want to hear him solve the world's problems.
Yeah, he screwed us. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fool me once, Kelly. So screw him, man. Yeah. We'll get somebody with that's throat doesn't sound like they've been gargling glass for the last 20 years to do that segment. You know what I mean?
Good.
We'll do instead of Say It with Kelly, we'll do Sup Dudes with Fritzy or something like that.
Okay. I love Fritz and everything. I just don't know if he has the same faculties that Kelly does.
That is true. I didn't think about that.
Fritz is good at other things like lovemaking, seducing women.
Ladies.
You know, Kelly's the brain, you know?
Is he?
Yeah. He is.
Okay. Let's go to line one before we get into some content.
Gone. They're gone.
I was just kidding. Jokes. LOL. Hey, you want to do some news?
Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourself, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Oh, yeah, baby. Right on time. We'll update you on all the crap going on in the world and, of course, locally. Before we get into that, I do want to remind everybody, only a few spots left in our FanDuel tournament coming up for Sunday. I added another player, so 16 positions this week. It started off with 10, and we didn't fill up, and then we filled up 10, and then we got up to 12, and then 14, 15, now 16, and there's only about 5 spots left. So hop in if you want to get in there. It's up on the Johnny B Show Twitter page. And on the Facebook page, there's a link to the FanDuel. And, Will, if you want, you can update the Facebook page so that people have that on the top of the page so they can find it and get in there.
Will do. I will do that right now.
I will say this, though. It's not an easy tournament for two reasons. Johnny B and Will Koontz.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
The last 3 weeks, one of us has gotten first place. And the week you got first place, I got second place.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't mess around, people. Making money. It's only a $5 buy-in. It's really for fun, and we have a lot of fun with it. So if you'd like to get in there, that way we can talk smack to each other and have a good time with it. It's all about just hanging out on Sunday and having a little extra to watch the games with when it comes to FanDuel and playing with our friends and our fans. So do that. You want to grab this call real quick before we jump into all the garbage?
Sure, I reckon so.
Oh, hey, Johnny B Show, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Lash. What's up?
Yo.
Oh, what up?
What up, kid?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was just getting ready to lay down, and I heard the misfortunate thing with Kelly. What is his segment? What is he missing?
Well, he was supposed to do this segment called Say It with Kelly, and what I had envisioned was a give him some sort of debate question or some problem that's going on in the world, and he would answer that and give his solution to this impossible problem, pretty much. You know, racism, sexism, stuff, things of that nature.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, I'm not one for politics, but I am one for logic and conversation. So if he wants to fail to claim a spot of some kind of thing, I'm just calling to say, Kelly, that sucks that you didn't follow through and that I'm here to pick up the pieces.
See, this is the thing, though. This is a unique thing for Kelly because you're the music guy. We got Fritz. Fritz is the seducer of women. You're a music guy, rapper. Kelly's the brain. So this is, like, perfectly suited for him.
Yeah.
That is good, yeah. Kelly does, regardless of his phone quality, he does have quite a good insight on some topics.
Ooh, you know what you could do? You could do a Kelly rap and have it ready for us on Monday night.
Yeah, do a diss track on Kelly. Freaking roast that sea sucker. I'm pissed.
I'm trying to get away from the diss track and be a little bit more positive.
No.
Better idea. No, you do it. Do it as Kelly. You have to do a whole rap in his voice.
Really?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Good luck with that.
Well,
that'd be hilarious.
That means I have to downgrade from a Note 9 to like a SafeLink drone, right?
Yeah. It'd be horrible.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing about something that's happening in-house right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, I'm so glad I'm home.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, well, hey, you know, I was just, okay. All right, then.
All right, man. Love you, bud.
Thanks, Lash. Bye.
Bye.
You want to peel the curtain back on that one, Gil?
The fire alarm, I believe, is going off. There's a bright light that's flashing. I don't know what to do.
Is
there a siren?
I don't
know if I should leave. Hold on, let me take my headphones off. Yes, there is a siren.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah. No, you're fine. If you have to kick a window open and jump three floors, you're fine.
I am concerned. I'm not going to lie, but I also can't leave here.
I mean, do you smell smoke?
I don't. I'll tell you what. Can you hold it? I'm going to go peek my head out and just
see
what's,
I'm fine.
If I need
to,
I'll
talk
do
to the
something.
Fine folks.
Okay,
I'll start doing some news. We're good.
All right, cool.
Yeah. All right. Why Will is checking his destiny in the hallway. COVID-19, we got that's loud. COVID-19 numbers for the state of Florida, 3,449 new cases. Percent positivity went down again today, which is great. It was way over 5% yesterday. Today, 4.38%. So that's good news. Yeah, more people will die from a radio station fire than COVID-19 in Tampa today, probably. Big news out of Chicago. They did a giant antibody test, and what it's looking like in Chicago for some reason, maybe 20% of the people in Chicago have the antibodies for COVID-19. What the hell? That's crazy to even think about. But yeah, that might be a real thing. They did, of course, they didn't test everybody in Chicago, but they did a few thousand people, and 20% all had the antibodies in Chicago. It's really weird. No telling how many people have had it and didn't know it, and I don't know if we'll ever know that exact number. Either way, it's crazy. Man, is that a fire alarm? Is it my ex-wife backing up? Come on! Harvey Weinstein, yeah, you know him, the big fat pervert that also had COVID-19. Looks like he may never get out of prison. I don't care. Do you care? Hell no! How's it looking, Will?
I don't know. I really don't know what to do. I just went outside and yelled, "Are we in danger?" And the board op, universal board op, is just like putting his finger up with me saying 1 minute, and he's talking to somebody on the phone, and then he just left. So I don't know what to do.
Let me know if a guy with an axe starts knocking a wall down.
Oh, he better not be coming up in here.
And he's got a ladder. Oh, what if a ladder just, you see a ladder truck right outside the window of the studio, and they're like, "Get on the ladder!" And, like a bucket, lift, and they save your life.
I just kind of pointed and said, "I'm going to be in here. Can you let me know if I'm in danger?" And he just left. So I don't know.
I like you called him a universal board op.
Yeah, what do you call it? Like a cluster.
Cluster op. Yeah. Yeah, he oversees like five other stations. They really just smoke weed and play video games all night, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine that too? Like waking up, he's probably napping and stoned. Yeah. And then he's just hearing the fire alarm go off and not knowing what to do.
He's like sleeping in 97X, and he thinks it's just some new song. You know, he's like, "This is annoying.
I hate this song.
It's a horrible song, bro." Good Lord, have mercy. Do we have another call?
Yes, we do.
Thank God. Oh, you know, we haven't had enough tonight. Johnny B Show, how can I help you?
How about them Bears? Woo!
Oh, that guy.
They're going to get their ass kicked Sunday, dude.
Yeah.
Woo!
I don't even know who they're playing, but they're going to get their ass kicked.
Yeah, who are the Bears playing this week?
Panthers.
Oh yeah. Panthers is going to whoop that ass.
No, I'm with you. I want the Bears to win.
Bears to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet 20.
Bet 20?
Bet 20. Dude, I'm nighttime radio, man. You think I got 20 bucks laying around?
Give me 2-1 odds.
Ooh, I like that. What's the spread? Exactly.
What's the spread? Dildo?
You don't know, man. You don't know.
Your bucks are going to get smoked.
Well, yeah, they're supposed to.
Buddy.
Yeah. Suck it, pal.
Yeah. Anything else, sir, before I let you go?
Later, right, man. I like him. I don't know why.
I do, too. Yeah, he's hard
Damn
to
it.
Hate. He's just, you know, I feel like the teams like that where they had been suffering for so long.
Yeah.
They if he's 4-0 right now, he's got to enjoy it.
I have a soft spot in my heart for the Bears because that was the mascot for the youth football team that I coached for years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We were the Bears. So I still got Bears memorabilia in my house. I got two Brandon Bears helmets right behind me in my fat cave here. I can't hate on the Bears.
Can you hear could you hear the fire alarm?
Yes.
Yeah.
When you had the door open, yeah. It was hilarious. Oh my God. I'm like giving COVID-19 news.
With the
alarm. The building's on fire.
Oh, jeez.
So weird, dude. Yeah. So, with some more news, everybody, we do have a eulogy. Very sad.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. And I didn't realize that we had to have a eulogy for this. I thought this was dead, like, a long time ago. R.I.P. Tab.
Oh, yeah. Very sad.
I thought Tab went away when Diet Coke came into the scene, because that's all Tab was Diet Coke before Diet Coke. Tab, the delicious taste of rat cancer. It's like straight saccharin. But yeah, I guess Tab has been around this whole time, and the Coca-Cola company announced today that Tab is going away. Because nobody's going to drink stupid Tab when you have 15 different versions of Diet Coke. You have Coke Zero, Coke 1.5, Coke Cherry Zero, Coke Natural, Coke Stevia, Coke Cane, you know?
I didn't know what Tab was. I thought it was just another kind of soda. I didn't realize it was a diet soda.
It was Coca-Cola's first diet soda, Tab.
Oh, I thought it
was
its own
thing. You remember that scene from Back to the Future where, you know, he's in the diner and he's like, yeah, let me get a Tab. And the guy's like, I can't give you a Tab, kid, until you order something. And he's like, well, give me a Pepsi Free. And they're like, if you want a Pepsi, you're going to pay for it. And he's like, well, just give me something with no calories. And they give him a coffee.
I don't remember
Classic
that.
Scene. Classic scene from Back to the Future. Yes. Do we need to take a phone call?
I mean, sure, we can.
Let's just do it. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, it's Jay in Siesta. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Jay.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Jay? Finally, some levity. Bring it to us.
Well, I just wanted to find out where I need to send my resume when Will dies in that fire, man. I need another radio job.
Oh my God!
Damn!
Got, oh, you're in,
I've
buddy.
I got like 15,000 social media followers, man. I got a great resume. Just
yes.
Burn, baby, burn.
I'll tell you what, Jay. I'm gonna give you, if I do die, you have my endorsement to take my job. Absolutely.
100%, dude. You don't have to audition. You're in.
I appreciate it. If you need a guy to take over your segment there, I won't be a pussy. I'll actually call you on Friday night.
Okay.
Oh.
We need to find something for Jay. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah, he's a pro.
Because the whole thing, like, Jay, you're a guy. You're a normal guy. You're smart. You seem like a smart guy. Kelly's a redneck, but he has some bits of wisdom from time to time. That's the whole thing. That's the whole
really
bit
weird.
With Kelly. That's why it would be, I think, interesting.
Redneck wisdom has an appeal. I mean, I grew up in West Virginia, so, you know, there is something to the redneck sage wisdom.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. My best friend is a major redneck. And the same thing. Like, I know I can depend on him because he's going to figure it out with duct tape or something.
Right. If your exhaust falls off your car, he'll just take a skull can and all of a sudden you'll be good to go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Or use a baby or something. You know what I mean?
You know, speaking of, you'll love this story real quick. Speaking of skull can, I went to school talking about rednecks with this kid who he wore his brother's hand-me-down clothes all the time to school, which, you know, it's not uncommon in the country. But where his jeans were always so tight because his brother was smaller than him, his left nut actually wore a nut ring, like a skull ring, in the front of his jeans. Yes. And we called him Nut Ring until we were 35 years old, man.
Nut ring.
I think he got hit by a tractor. But yeah,
wow, that's hilarious.
It was our homeboy Nut Ring, man. Yeah, because where those jeans were so tight, that left nut would just rub that ring like a can of skull. It was great.
That is amazing, dude. That's the best story of the night right there, Nut Ring. Ah, oh, I love it.
Hey. I'm glad I could help. I'll shoot you guys my email, man. If you ever need anything, please hit me up.
Hell yeah, dude. All right, Jay, take care, pal.
Hey, love you guys. Have a great weekend.
Yep, later, man. That's so funny. What did you find out, Will? I heard you talking to the Universal Soldier.
Yeah.
What happened?
It might be on fire. There just might be a fire in here. Is what we found. I don't know what to do about it. Something to do with like the HVAC room or something.
You're gonna die, Will.
I might. Well, I got all we gotta do is I gotta get through 13 more minutes. Oh, plus commercials. One half hour, and then I'll just run out of here. Yeah. I guess I'll take the stairs. What if that's where this fire is? Is on the stairwell. You can't take the elevator in a fire.
I wonder if this was planned. That's why almost every host has been broadcasting from home.
To kill
me? And they
were
just, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, Johnny B's at home this week. It's time.
I think there probably are a few people that want me dead in this building.
100%.
That would not cry.
Oh, they want me dead too. I get it. So weird. We're like the
most
non-threatening of everybody.
Wild times, man.
Man, I'm just glad I'm not there, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm glad you're not here too. I wish I wasn't here as well, so I didn't die in the fire. However, I'm glad you're not here, so you won't perish.
Man.